This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
The following is a presentation of the Treasure Island Baseball Network.
It's the show that puts you in the dugout and ready to take the field with your Twins. It's the pregame lineup card with everything you need to know before the first pitch. The lineup card is brought to you by Target, proud partner of the Minnesota Twins.
Well, the Twins go for their 21st series win with the rubber match against the Tigers. This game will also decide the season matchup as both teams have taken six games so far. Welcome into the pregame lineup card. I'm Lexi Schweinert. Chris Atterbury and Glenn Perkins are on the call from Comerica Park. And on the mound, it'll be Bailey Ober for Minnesota, and opener Alex Faedo for the Tigers. Bailey 9-5 this season with an ERA just over 4. This will be his 12th career start against the Tigers, going 3-2 with an ERA of 3.91. He's looking for his 7th consecutive quality start, so he has really been on a roll as of late. Alex Faedo, the opener for the Tigers, the former starter turned reliever, 5-1 with a 3.47 ERA over 30 appearances out of the bullpen in one start this year. He's faced the Twins 6 times in his career, so no stranger to Minnesota either, including 3 starts, an 0-0 record with a 2.84 ERA. So gonna be a good pitching matchup, but could be a lot of pitching changes today. Before we talk more about Game 3, let's rewind to the second game yesterday. Royce Lewis took the lefty Tarik Skubal deep for a 2-run homer in the first, but then Mark Canha cut that right in half. An RBI single in the bottom of a messy first inning made it 2-1 off Joe Ryan. Skubal settled in after that second inning, not allowing another run to score over his 7 innings. Ryan also to keep the Tigers scoreless until he ran into trouble in the 6th, giving up 2 runs, and Detroit had the lead 3-2. Brock Stewart out for the 7th.
As the 1-1 hit well in the air, left center field, Martin chasing back after it. He leaps at the wall and that ball is gone, and Javi Baez is homered astoundingly for a 3rd straight game. A 2-run shot, and it's 5-2 Tigers.
Yeah, also his fourth homer this season, three of them coming against the Twins, and especially giving the Twins trouble this series. Brock walked Matt Vierling next, so Stephen Oker replaced him and gave up a two-run homer to Cole Keith, and it was 7-2 Tigers. Jason Foley and Bo Brisky pitched scoreless eighth and ninth innings as the Tigers won the game a two by a score of 7-2 as the Twins could not come back, evening the season series at 6 apiece. That is a look at our Twins rewind, bringing it back to today. And for more on the series finale, let's send it to the park, courtesy of Treasure Island Resort and Casino. Here's Chris Atterbury and Glenn Perkins.
All right, thank you very much, Lexi, and a good afternoon to you. Perk and I perched high above Comerica Ballpark on our third consecutive incredibly sunny day here in Detroit. Going to be a great day for baseball. And Glenn, the last couple of games, it was about the return to the Twins offense, first of Royce Lewis and then of Jose Miranda. Today, it's all about how Rocco uses those pieces. I look at this game and it's a decisive game. It's going to decide the season series, obviously has pennant race implications. This, to me, is a lot about the managers with the bullpen day and Alex Faedo, AJ Hinch versus Rocco Baldelli.
Well, and yesterday, they were both kind of just able to go in cruise control. You got Tarek Skubal out there, you got Joe Ryan out there, and there's really not a whole lot you need to worry about. You just let those guys go do their thing. Today, a little bit different. We're going to see a lot of moves on the pitching side for AJ Hinch, and it's going to be interesting, I think, to see how Rocco reacts with the way he set his lineup up. And we were talking about it a little bit ago, just looking at it, and you know that there's going to be moves later in the game. Some of the lefties are going to come in, some of the righties. Byron Buxton not in the lineup, Royce Lewis not in the lineup. So where are those guys going to fit in along with Trevor Larnach? Today, as this game goes on, it's going to be really interesting to watch those two guys manage.
Yes, it will be. Rocco loves to use his bench, and also going to be an interesting game series finale, just the opener. Bailey Ober has been so strong. Hopefully, we'll continue that streak. Glenn, in segment four, we talked to a couple of the starters. We're going to hear from Joe Ryan, Simeon Woods, Richardson, and Bailey just on starting game three in a series, and if they like that, they can watch the guys before them, or if they kind of like to set the tone in game one. In your experience from your career, did you like starting game three, or did you not really have a preference?
I always like to see the team that I was going to pitch against first. So whether it was the second game or third or fourth game of a series, I didn't like to pitch the opening game because I did want to watch those guys. I wanted to watch them hit BP. I wanted to watch them take their at-bats during some games and see what they were susceptible to. And even though every guy throws different and I was a lefty throwing in a rotation with a bunch of righties, you still can pick up little things here and there. So I'm curious to hear what those guys say. But I would imagine that they might be along with me, that any information you can get should be able to help you. And hopefully Bailey Ober paid attention to what Pablo and Joe Ryan did the last two nights and can use some of that here this afternoon and get a series win for the Twins.
And oddly enough, Lexi, Bailey's been really, really consistently good this year for the Twins, but his numbers starting the last game of a series have not been good. Large part that's been skewed by that horrible outing in Kansas City to start the year, but he is a guy who has struggled starting the third game of the series. Also worth noting today, we mentioned the lineup, no Lewis, Larnach, or Buxton available off the bench. Ryan Jeffers is DHing. He's the only other catcher, so there's another spot where we see the Twins often make a move, but if they were to make a move there, they're exposing themselves a little bit in terms of the catching position. So this is going to be a very interesting matchup to see if A.J. Hinch is going to try to lay some traps for Rocco Baldelli.
Yeah, and I know Rocco said if push would come to shove, Carlos Santana, probably that backup catcher option. And Glenn, your game three starts of your career, 11-7, 3.65 ERA, 134 appearances, including 14 starts. So that matches up with what you said, that you really liked that final game of the series.
There we go. I didn't forget everything about what I did in my career.
I love it. Well, stay tuned for that sound in segment four. Coming up, thanks, guys. We've been at the park courtesy of Treasure Island Resort and Casino, the exclusive casino partner of the Minnesota Twins. The island is your destination for all things fun. Visit TICasino.com to plan your visit. Well, Rocco met with the media ahead of Game 3. We've seen Carlos Santana take some great at-bats. Also, some amazing plays at first base this season. Rocco said the 38-year-old has exceeded expectations since signing with the Twins in the offseason.
I had to look into him, really, because I really was not. I'm familiar with him as a player, but I was more familiar with him as a player about 4 years ago, and not recently at all. You know, we'd run into him in KC a little bit, but he was in Philadelphia. He was all over the place, so we really didn't get a chance to look at him. I've been impressed.
Yes, he has been. Santana playing first today, batting fifth. We're going to hear more on the veteran from the manager in our next segment. Also, Glenn goes behind the batting cage with Twins reliever Griffin Jacks. And we hear from those starters on if they like pitching the series finale. That's all coming up. So stay tuned right here on your home for Twins baseball.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.